We start with continuing coverage on the intense weather systems sweeping across the United States. There's a strong chance that many of you watching right now have already seen your neighborhood impacted. More than 65 million people across 29 states, from as far west as California to as far east as Maine, were under winter weather alerts, warning of heavy snow, severe icing, extreme cold. 850,000 people went without power. More than 1,700 flights were canceled. But we are seeing two extremes across the country right now. While a powerful storm is setting record low temperatures across the northern plains, at the same time, there is a heat wave in the southeast setting record high temperatures for the month of February. Can you believe that there is a difference of more than 100 degrees between some places right here in the United States? More now from Brian Todd, a CNN correspondent based in the network's Washington Bureau, who tells us of the dangers that this storm is bringing to people all across the country.
In Wyoming, a state trooper has to scramble out of the way as a runaway truck almost hits him. Dangerous conditions on a snowy road in Truckee, California, caused this car to flip. In Flagstaff, Arizona, the snow was so violent that this man told CNN it literally knocked him backward as he and his dog struggled to see and keep their footing. A sweeping, massive storm system is pummeling much of the country, from California to Maine. More than 65 million people under winter weather alerts across the West, Midwest, and Northeast. The Minneapolis-St. Paul area could get around 20 inches by the time it's over. It could be the most snow that area has seen in three decades. Minnesota's governor discussed the dangers they prepared for.
The goal is to not to have to pull somebody off the interstate, but we're prepared to do so if that happens. The goal is to make sure that we're ready if there's power lossage, being able to keep the highways and move emergency vehicles as quickly as we can.
Conditions so severe in Minnesota that ambulances have to be specially equipped.
We do have shovels on our ambulances. We have salt and sand mixtures as well to help us out. And we have a few sleds if we need to use them.
California getting hit with snow in places that don't often experience it.
We are going to see low snow all the way from the Oregon border to the Mexican border.
North of Los Angeles, a long stretch of vehicles is stopped on State Route 58 as the Highway Patrol warns motorists.
We are asking everybody to avoid the area. Make alternate plans, drive a different day.